BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one?
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out-of-work magician. Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio 1.
What you're about to hear on today's show, one of the best funny businesses I think we have ever done. We both pulled it out today, big time.
Yeah, it's brilliant for both of us. Yours in particular, the one I had for you, is, I would say, top three overall.
All the way from New Zealand, my one, as well, international. If you've got any funny businesses that you know of in your area, email them through. Always looking for new ones, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Also, DJs are kicking off about you hassling them to play a song when you're on a night out. One case has even gone to court in America. You'll hear that in a bit. Someone on Bangers suggests putting cream in a carbonara and it all goes off. It's a bit like the Baked Alaska Gate on Bake Off. And then we realise that Chris really gets off on people describing food, as you're about to hear. Oh, and more people that have appeared in Naked Attraction, or nearly did. We've been chatting about this off-air for a while now. I want to bring it on-air today. Every company gets those mad sent-to-all emails. We get them every day, and it's like, I've left an Apple Watch in the toilets. If anyone sees it, could you return it to me, please? Or, and these are my fave ones, whoever's stolen my Onken yoghurt from the fridge in the one extra area, please return it immediately, or I will take further action.
It's true, we get so many of these. They're mad.
Like a little bling just pops up and you're like, why did you even bother to send that? So if you've got some good ones, maybe you've saved them, because I do save the best ones. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. There was one sent to all here at Radio 1 today, which I want to share with you in a moment, which was trivial at best.
Scott Mills.
Right, I knew this would go off. Everyone can relate. Every workplace has these mad emails going around. Sometimes things being borrowed when you haven't asked, it really annoys people. That's a lot of what I'm getting at the moment.
Yeah, it's even for me, the lost and found ones. It's like, I know it's high drama for someone, but do we need the whole business involved in this?
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm sorry I used a bit of your milk, but you don't need to make it a police matter.
Yeah, this is true. A lot of these emails are born from anger, aren't they? Someone's personal anger, like something small that's wound them up, but shouldn't necessarily be a company-wide issue.
So Stuart works in a big, I can't say what, but works in a big company that everyone knows in London, OK? He's just forwarded this on to me. I can't say who it's forwarded from. I won't give the name of the person because that wouldn't be OK. Morning, all. I ask that my red bowl and red cup are returned with urgency. I won't ask anybody in particular, just please leave them where they can be seen in the kitchen. Today is the second day that my things have been tampered with and are now nowhere to be seen. Please note, it is only Tuesday. This was today. If something needs to be borrowed, simply ask. The worst that can happen is a no. Thank you. And then there's a picture of the red cup and red bowl so you can see what it looks like if you see them and then you return them.
It's true, especially cutlery, things like that. Very high value here, of course, on the 8th floor of the BBC at Radio 1. It's we've got a keeper of the forks here, haven't we?
Yeah, you have to ask nicely for a fork.
If you're a friend of the keeper of the forks, you get a fork. I'm luckily a friend, so
I am
okay.
As well. Yeah, we're good.
So she looks after us. But some people here, it's a no.
Yep. You've got to keep these people on side. They're very powerful.
Absolutely.
People, you know? They run this town. Here's a good email that we got sent today, internally.
Subject, Wi-Fi survey this week. Dear all, just to make you aware that over the next few days, you may see people walking around the 8th floor, generally staring at the ceiling. No, we're not looking to fit more desks in there. They're doing a Wi-Fi survey. Smiley face. Thank you.
They're always fascinating, aren't they?
Scott Mills.
I get this. Apparently seagulls do hit. Did you know that?
Well, like...
Yeah, Jess has tweeted us, says, I had a fight with a seagull once over a pasty. The gull won, slapped and scratched. Classic,
well,
Torquay.
Don't get aggy with them. You know, they will win. Funny business today is amazing. I've got such a good company with a great name for you to ring.
Okay, I'm saying the one that I've got for you today is top three.
Whatever.
It's really good.
So far.
So far.
excited for funny business. Companies with funny names, we don't laugh. Just after two. Rich says, I work for the police and we get missing fork emails sent to all every day. Yeah, it's a worry you can't find the thieves, to be honest, Rich.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott Mills. If you are that person, and you will know if this is you, get in touch. If you are the person who, on a night out, is always hassling the DJ for a song, and you will not leave them alone until it gets played. Let me tell you, DJs are now so fed up of this, they are making YouTube videos about it in their thousands.
So some of them are going mad with this.
Yeah.
It's like they get hassled so much.
But if you're the one that's always hassling the DJ, let me know. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so people hassle DJs. On a night out, there's always someone at the front waving and going, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. Can you play Rita Ora Hot right now? Always.
Always. And it's often the same kind of conversations. Like, when I used to be a resident DJ, this happened a lot more. But there'll be, like, mobile DJs listening right now, resident DJs. And it's the same conversations, as you say. It'll be like, someone comes up, play Rihanna.
Yeah.
And then it's, play it next.
Yeah.
And then it's, everyone will love it.
Yeah.
And then the worst one, no one's dancing, play it now.
Yeah. Now, last week, I was DJing a bit in Liverpool and a guy kept coming up to me. I'm saying over 20 times. And he's just showing me his phone. He gets right to the front, barges up to the front, shows me his phone. He had his Spotify open and he holds his phone up and shows me and points to the phone. And on it is Losing It by Fisher. Every 5 minutes. He points to it again. Hello, Fisher, Losing It. Oh, all right, I understand. Yes, I just go, yeah.
Oh, you're brilliant at it. When we go DJ somewhere together, you are really good at sort of nodding along. Mm. I had one at Harper Adams a couple of weeks ago. Phone in the front there, front row, all night, just on the phone, just said ABBA.
Yeah.
Big writing. Weird, someone's texting saying, I'm constantly harassing the DJ for ABBA to the point it's embarrassing. Maybe it's you.
Yeah. This has got so bad that it's now been on the TV show Judge Judy in America as a court case. So this lady's argument here is that, and she's taken him to court for it, she asked him for a song all night and he repeatedly ignored her request. Now, obviously, Judge Judy is just a TV show, but they are in court about this on national American TV.
5:30, 5:45. I made multiple song requests, which were...
Just like, you made multiple song requests. How did you make those requests?
Oh, I just asked them, can you play the song or check if you have it? And those requests were blatantly disregarded. And I just got a, kind of like a nod. And just, it was like talking to a wall, basically. And I did go at multiple times. And none of my song requests were fulfilled.
Okay, thank you. Sit down.
And my song requests were blatantly discarded. That's me. I'd be on Judge Judy because I'm the one going, and never play it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm a DJ. I'm going to start presenting a chip and pin machine if you want requests. It's an epidemic. They don't leave their name. Ryan in Coventry says, yeah, it's even worse when people come up to you if you're the DJ and go, have you got an aux cable and I can plug my phone in?
Oh,
what you're playing is rubbish. Right, let's take a call. Ready, one. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, Scott. It's Joel Corry.
Joel Corry. Yes, Joel. Hang on a minute. I thought you were in Australia. I saw on your Instagram.
I've just literally landed back this morning, man. I had the best time out there, though. It's so, so good out there, mate.
Yeah, I want to go. Right. Oh, have you been listening then?
Yep. I've had you on in the car and I've been laughing because I can relate so much to these situations.
Yeah, well, you DJ everywhere. This is Joel Corry off of Sorry, everybody. How do you deal with it?
Do you know what I've learned? Like, it's kind of like this like sign language that I've learned to do where I kind of just give them the thumbs up and the head nod. And I kind of say to them, yeah, it's coming. Don't worry, it's coming.
That's
I have no intention of playing the song, but I find it really hard to say no. So I kind of nod and just say, don't worry, definitely coming.
That's
give
what
them,
I do.
Give them a wink and the thumbs up.
But why don't you just do the catchphrase? Just do the old, sorry.
Do you know what though, recently, because when people come see me DJ, they're always asking me to play Sorry, and sometimes I've already played it and they come up to me, when are you playing Sorry? I'm like, I've already played it. They're like, I was in the toilet, play it again. I'm like, I'm not playing it again.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The thing is, right, if people come to see Joel Corry now, especially because that song went massive, what you should do is, like, if it's an hour set, you should just play that on loop for an hour. Do you know what I mean? Main reason you're there, no one can miss it then. That's a tune.
DJ Meg, hey Meg, she's been on saying, thank you for bringing this up. No, I can't plug your phone in. No, I can't charge your phone. And no, I guarantee everyone will not love your song choice. I don't go into your job and tell you what to do.
I know, right.
Meg's angry.
DJs get so defensive about this. But there's loads of people. We're getting so many messages from people that are the person that hassles DJs. I like this person, though. It says, I've been known to handsomely tip DJs to play whatever I like. They play two songs I request and then go back to their set.
Have you
those
been tipped?
Two songs cost me like 40 quid.
Joe, have you been tipped before?
You know what? I actually have had a few good tips in the past. And you know what? That actually does swerve it a little bit.
What? So they're like, oh, here's a fiver, play my song.
I don't know about a fiver, but I don't know if we're talking about like a 20 or a 50. You never know.
50? Where are you playing?
Yes.
It's amazing. Imagine someone, but that is the kind of decision you make after a couple of drinks. Like when it becomes a real point of principle, you overspend just to get a song played.
I mean, I'm going to go up to Joel Corey and give him 20 quid and he's going to play my song. What do you, like, what do people say to you, like, when they're coming up? Do they do the, do they wave or do they, like, tap on the DJ booth if they're not that near?
Well, the first time they come up, it's kind of normally quite polite. I'll play this one. And then obviously you don't play the song. When they come back like 10 minutes later, they're a bit more aggressive. Mm, yep. But like you said, the worst is when they start going, well, let me plug my phone and give me the aux cable. And they've got their Spotify, playlist out. And it's like what the hell?
Right. Come and see us soon, Joe. Love ya.
See you later. Bye. Scott
Mills. Wow, the DJs are really answering back on this today. So many people getting in touch going, yep, I'm that guy or that girl that goes up and is like, play this. I don't know your name, but this DJ says, my favourite is when they come up to you with Snapchat open with the artist and song title written in bold caps and the phone 5 centimetres away from your face. DJs are so angry about this. There are now loads of do's and don't videos on YouTube.
Yeah, they're quite passag, a lot of them as
very
well.
Very passive-aggressive. So here's one of the don'ts from one of these videos.
Don't interrupt the DJ in the middle of a transition. Hey, my man. Hey, buddy. Hey. Dude. Bro.
And here's a do.
Do. Leave the DJ alone.
Scott Mills. It's not just DJs. Bands get it as well. I'm a drummer in a band. We get people asked for all sorts. Worst thing is when they go, can I have a go on your drum kit? No, actually. No, you can't. No.
We were just talking about this. Maybe this is what we need to do. We get a resident DJ on every Monday. Let's say you are a DJ, right? Mobile DJ at a wedding.
Yeah, or in a club or bar.
Right, and you've had a load of hassle over the weekend, and let us know for Monday morning, and we will just let you go both barrels at whatever town it was you were DJing in.
Because it is annoying. So if you want to vent, if you're a DJ in a bar or a club, and it's been a particularly heavy weekend, then let us know on Monday and we will let you absolutely give it to them.
Yeah, because I do see DJs venting on social media and that. I think this gives a platform for them to really let it all out, because sounds like they're getting a lot of hassle a lot of the time.
Just let me know. If you have a bad one, DJs, over the weekend, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll let you let it all out on Monday. Yeah. Scott Mills. Okay, I'm excited for this funny business. So you're going to go first.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I've got a company for you to phone.
Yeah.
Just then, call them. Don't laugh.
Right. And then I've got one for you, mm-hmm. which obviously you can't laugh at. Okay, it's amazing.
No. Okay.
Me first.
Okay. Get your poker face on. Here we go. Good luck.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who am I speaking to?
It's Anna from Ho & Co.
Sorry, can you say your business name again?
Ho & Co.
Hole and what?
Ho, H-O.
Oh, Ho & Co.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah. And what do you do as a business?
We're a hair and beauty salon in Gloucester.
Yeah, I thought so. Someone said, sent me your number. I said I needed a haircut. They said you need to call this number, but I wasn't sure what your business name was. Ho & Co. Are you the Ho or the Co?
I'm the Co.
Oh, is who's that in the background?
It's just some of our staff.
Oh, okay. And who's the hoe?
Okay, so the Ho comes from my stepdad opened the salon 30 years ago and his surname's Ho.
Ah, your stepdad's a Ho.
Yeah, he's the Ho.
I get the impression you get comments about your business name before.
Yeah, quite a lot. Mm. I think we've just got used to it now.
Yeah. Do you ever get people turning up at the hairdressers and they're expecting something else?
No, we don't.
No. Okay, yeah, sorry, I have very childish humour. That's why I find the business name quite funny. What kind of services do you offer at Ho & Co?
It's all hair services and beauty treatments as well.
Oh, okay, that's cool. And where did you say you're based?
We're in Gloucester.
Oh, okay. That's a bit far from where I am, but if I'm ever in Gloucester and I need a haircut or a beauty treatment, Ho & Co is where I need to go.
Come on in.
Brilliant, cool, nice to speak to you.
Bye.
Bit of a weird ending to that one, but...
To be honest, that was a fair question. Do you get asked for anything else?
Yeah.
Remember that time I went for that massage?
Yeah, well, they catch you unexpected with these types of things, don't you?
I just wasn't expecting that. Do you remember she flicked it?
Yes, yes.
And then I was like, and then I left swiftly...
I think that was just testing the water, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just flicking with a little finger there. what?
You did.
Anyway, that was a good one. Ho & Co. in Gloucester. You ready for your one?
I'm ready.
Hello, Lee speaking. Happy to sit on your face.
Hello.
Hello, it's Lee here from Happy to Sit on Your Face. How are you?
Happy to what on your face?
Sit on your face.
Wow. Hi.
Good, isn't it? Gets your attention, huh?
It's certainly got my attention. Now, am I noticing a New Zealand accent there?
I would hope so.
Yeah, I can... it's the way you said it gets your attention. And I'm like... Because I have family in New Zealand and... it's the kind of thing my cousin Deborah would say.
Deborah. We say
Deborah. Deborah,
yeah. And you're Deborah.
Deborah, yeah. I'm struggling to think what a business called Happy to Sit on Your Face will sell. Are you a shop?
Wow, what would you think I'd sell? What comes to mind?
See, I don't know. See, I don't know. What day is Father's Day?
Father's Day?
It's on Sunday.
Father's Day, is it? Sunday? Yeah. Not in New Zealand.
Okay, what sits on your face? Oh, is it sunglasses?
Yes, it is.
Yes! Yes, it is!
Woo-hoo!
Yes! Oh, and where are
you
based?
You've got it in one. Do you want the bag or the money?
Where are you based?
Christchurch.
Oh, that's where my family
live. Born and bred in Christchurch, a farm girl.
That's where my family live.
Really?
Yeah, I went there like 2 years ago.
Did you?
But I never saw your shop and I'm gutted.
That's because I don't have a shop. My business is online.
Great. What's your name?
Lee.
Lee? Well, it's nice to meet you, even though you're thousands of miles away.
Doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't. You could be in the next room.
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Scott, and I'm calling from the UK. So hi.
Awesome.
Right. Well, next time I'm in Christchurch, because I might visit again, you know, might go and see the family. Happy to sit on your face. Will be the first place I'll visit.
I hope so. I want it to become a destination that everybody comes to see the sunglasses.
Right. Good to speak to you, Lee.
Good to talk to you too.
Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Have a good
Bye
day,
now.
Eh? Have a good day, eh?
I will do.
Oh, you weren't wrong.
That's...
Yeah, that's in the top three of all time. Definitely, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Now, I want us to all have a moment. Couple of deep breaths. Come on, Chris. In.
Yeah.
In.
I love this song. It is one for the melts.
In.
I'll say.
And out.
Oh.
In.
Yeah.
And out.
Oh.
There we are. See, that feels better, doesn't it? Everybody, come on. If you had us fresh all day, in. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Okay. I think even people with hardcore, miserable jobs need to have a moment here, okay? I'm looking at you, the debt collector. Stop what you're doing and listen to this track. You there, tax man, stop doing those tax returns. Stop charging us so much money. And stop what you're doing immediately. You there, traffic warden, cheer up. Listen to this song, okay? I think we've got everyone's attention now. Everyone with me, yeah?
Ready, here we go.
Okay, this will be a moment for you. If the world was ending, tune of the week, JP Sachs, Julia Michaels.
I was distracted and in traffic. I didn't feel it when the earthquake happened, but it really got me thinking. Were you out drinking? Were you in the living room chilling, watching television? It's been a year now. Think I figured out how to let you go and let communication die out.
Scott Mills.
Even have to say goodbye. If the world was ending, you come over right. You come over.
Oh, don't cry. JP Sachs, Julia Michaels.
If the world was ending, you come over, right?
Would you come over? Well, we'd probably be on the radio anyway.
That's so true.
We'd be together anyway.
I like to imagine when the world ends, we'll be on.
I hope so. I want to be the last voice people hear, you know? I've always said that.
Yeah. All right, true call.
Matt, would you come over?
Depends what you serve you for tea, Scott.
What would you do?
I think, right, I thought about it. I think I'd go to Edinburgh Castle, take the Scottish crown jewels and just be the King of Scotland for the night.
So you'd have to get hold of the jewels, wouldn't you? It's going to be still as difficult as before the world was ending.
I mean, do you reckon the security at Edinburgh would stay around the crown jewels?
This is the one thing you'd want to do. You'd want to get the crown jewels.
I don't know, there's just something about being quite kingly, isn't it? Like... I don't. He's one of them things, isn't it? Like, everybody wants to be, like, important,
when,
don't they?
When the world ends, you want to be the king. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I mean, that's the point, isn't it, Scotty? Anything you want to do.
Anything.
Anything else you'd like to do?
I wouldn't mind having oysters.
Oysters?
Yeah.
Have you ever tried them?
I've never had them. No, never tried them. And it's like, it's one of them flash things, isn't it, that everybody likes? you hear everyone going over.
Literally, don't bother.
No.
Are they really that bad?
It's like eating the sea.
Yeah. Oh, no thanks then. Yeah, I'll pass. I'll pass off. Thanks for now.
I don't want that cold, salty flavour in my mouth. Thank you very much.
Well, hang on, Matt, mate. So, world's ending. Matt, what do you think oysters taste like? I'd like to imagine what you think they're like.
Cold soup, to be fair.
No, it's worse.
Is it worse?
Yeah. Have you ever swallowed seawater?
Yeah, it's not nice. That makes you really want to retch. Like, if you're like,
it's not nice.
Heebie-jeebies.
How are you feeling about that song, though?
I tell you what, I really do like it. It's nice, isn't it? Like, it's nice, sentimental kind of feels, isn't it?
Did it get you right in the feels?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you someone that's in touch with their emotional side, or do you do the kind of job where you're not
I'm a bit of an oversharer, me. I am one of them kind of, like, heart on my sleeve kind of people.
Right. What's your job?
I'm a roofer.
Yeah, that's quite a job, isn't it? I quite like people to message in if they've got one of them jobs. It's like you're not allowed to be sad or miserable. You've got to be like poker face. Like, I want traffic wardens on going, yeah, that song's broken me.
Yeah, it's like everyone that's listening right now on a building site that isn't allowed to admit that they just got well emotional to that song.
Yeah, I want 18 stone truck drivers. That's what I want. Have you noticed anytime we play an emotional song on Radio 1, truck drivers always text in, but for some reason they always give their weight.
Yes.
So it's like, I'm a 20 stone truck driver and that got me right in the feels. I don't know why they need to give how many stone they are, but they always do. We'll get loads now.
Scott Mills.
I love this. It's kind of a compliment, but very backhanded. Hey guys, I listen to the radio 12 hours a day, and Scott, you just actually made me lol. Actually lol for the first time. Never even a giggle till now, so well done you. I don't know what I said. Can you text back, please, TB? Imagine that, 12 hours of listening every single day, not even a slight smile until now.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
That's good, I think, is it?
Well, it's one of those compliment insults, isn't it?
Yeah. Never even raised a smile till now. You actually made me laugh. Thanks for that. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Have you ever laughed at this show?
Oh, quite often.
No, it doesn't sound like that often.
Just a little bit, now and then.
All right, well, thanks. I'm glad that we're, we're, like, mediocre. right, so what's your job? What are you doing today?
I've got a day off today, but I'm a chef normally.
Oh, yes. Are you, you're up there cooking all the burgers and steaks, are you?
Oh, of course, all the time. How do you like your steak?
How do you like your steak? And also, the vegan option you'll be doing now as well, won't you?
Oh, all the time, full vegan menu.
Talk to me about your speciality, right? What's the most impressive thing that you would cook up?
Oh, it's a tough one, but...
Talk us through it as well in a really, you know, really go for it, like a bit of a sexy voice around it. You know, like those adverts.
Hang on, maybe we can find the sexy music that we used for Where Do You Think They Were, the sexy sax music. I'll explain why Chris wants this, OK? Because Chris gets...
It's true, I do sort of get off on it.
Yeah, he gets quite pervy about food. Like, sometimes he'll just look at pictures of food.
Yeah.
For him, that's... It's quite... well, it's gratification for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And also... Great use of the word. And also, it's fine to do on the train. So I'll be on the train and I'll image search pizza.
And that's absolutely allowed.
And honestly, it's fine. I'll just go through pictures. I love it.
Anyway, back to you. Back to you, Sam. What's the best? Oh, come on. Oh, what's the most impressive thing? Come on.
Italian food is just the best, isn't it?
Like, okay, talk me through one in particular.
What are you making?
Spaghetti carbonara.
Go through the whole thing. But how?
So you fry off the bacon. And then get the cream in, get the parsley, you know, mix it together, then whip the pasta in, and it's just fantastic.
Is this vegan? Is this Corn Hub?
Oh, no, never. I'm not a vegan personally, but, you know, we've got to cater to all.
So what's the meat you're putting in there again?
Oh, bacon. Bacon. Loads of bacon. Loads of cream.
Bacon
bit of cheese
and cream.
On top.
Yes, love it.
Yes, perfect.
Thanks for that, Sam. There you are.
I really enjoyed it. Can we get more chefs on doing that, actually? I love it. It's like MasterChef on the radio.
Make it a daily thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, he loves it. Look at you now. You're so happy.
Honestly, I was buzzing off that.
Here's my banger for today, Sam.
Oh, it's a good one.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, By The Way.
That is such a good choice. I actually want to hear that. So I'm up for not even bothering putting mine out there.
Oh, you don't want yours on?
I don't see the needs. Are you happy with that, Chef?
Yeah, should we just go for that?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Well, can I hear what yours was anyway?
It was Funky Friday. It's fine. My young boy in a different country. Different day. Different day.
Yeah, let's not have that.
Yeah.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
There's something wonderful happening.
A crack in reality has appeared, and something is breaking through.
If he's some supernatural thing, what was he doing at the foot of my bed this morning?
Discover 10 mind-altering tales in a brand new drama series from a new breed of podcast creators.
This is me. The real me.
BBC Sounds.
It's beautiful.
Download the free app to listen. Sandy the girl is singing songs to me beneath the marquee of a soul. By the way, I tried to say I know you from before. Standing in line to see the show tonight and now the light on. Heavy glow. By the way, tried to say I'd be there waiting for.
Oh, Red Hot Chili Peppers, my favourite heavy metal band. That's from Shanice in South Africa.
I love that so much.
If you know, you know.
What a song.
Little Love Island joke there for you.
Do you try and harmonise the whole way throughout that as well when you sing along?
Yes. Always. Liam says, to be fair, Scott, your bangers have been solid since the Maroon 5 fiasco. And now, loads of chefs and wannabe chefs on going, who makes carbonara with cream? Get out. So many messages. Cream does not belong in carbonara. A chef? That's from James in Kent. I didn't know that, but apparently you don't put it in.
Yeah, I think if you can do better, if you've got a better meal, you need to let us know right now.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get you on, add the sexy music and that.
Yeah, so if you're a chef or don't even have to be a chef, just good at cooking and you've got like a signature dish that you can explain to us in detail, as you've heard already, it makes Chris very happy. Yeah, like, I mean, like a lot.
Yeah, excited.
So text us in on 81199. Radio 1! Might get you on tomorrow, but you need to describe in detail. It's the detail you love, isn't it? Mm.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris literally gets off on people describing food. It's weird.
It's not the it's not the people, it's the food.
Yeah, but the way they describe it. Okay, maybe tomorrow for you, I've got a finalist who was on MasterChef The Professionals who would like to come on.
Right, okay.
How does... I'm not going to describe in detail because I can't, but what about if I said to you roasted lamb rump with braised lamb shoulder and roasted fennel?
Right.
It's getting you going,
vegan,
isn't it?
Is it?
No, there's plenty of meat there.
No, I'm up for this, and then maybe we do meat-free Mondays.
What about... Oh, yeah, we'll get a vegan option on a Monday. What about if someone could describe, well, barbecue is their speciality. If you would like, they can describe in detail for you some slow-smoked brisket and pulled pork.
Nice.
That is right up your street.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katia.
Hi.
So you applied to Naked Attraction, did you?
Actually, as it happened, I applied to other shows, but I got a call from the agency and they told me about this particular dating show before it was even out at all. It was right at the beginning stages.
So you applied to be what, like an extra?
I applied for a series of things. I'd done a bit of modelling in the past and I applied to be on any show in particular just because it was fun.
This is great. So you were thinking, oh, I could be on like Big Brother or Take Me Out or something. Or Love Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I bet they didn't say about the naked thing till right at the end of the chat, did they?
Right at the end of the chat.
Funny
you
that.
Got me so hooked. I was really interested. I thought, this is exciting. I'll travel to wherever the studio was.
So just beware, if you are applying for Love Island, you might end up on something completely different.
Yeah.
Embarrassing bodies.
Here's the thing. Did you choose to go on Naked Attraction then?
No, I didn't choose to go on Naked Attraction, I think, because I didn't know anything about it at all.
Please, can you tell me some of the questions they asked you in the research chat?
So he asked me everything from, you know, how do you feel about your feet? I went, okay, you know, your legs, have you got any tattoos? Have you got this?
Oh, wow.
What? It got to the point where he was asking my chest size. And yeah, that was just about me at that point.
Now, this is what I'm thinking. It's a weird phone audition, isn't it?
Hello, is that Chris Stark?
Hello, yeah.
Hello, yes, you're through to... I research a lot of the reality shows. Can I just check, what areas of your body are you comfortable with showing potentially on TV? Arms?
Fine.
Face?
No. Everything except the face.
Shoulders.
Is fine.
Yeah. Feet?
It's just a weird discussion, isn't it?
Stomach?
Yeah.
And did they ask you about what you would look for, like preferences on other people?
Yeah, and that was even more awkward because, you know, they ask questions such as, you know, do you look at size? Do you look at, you know, does this matter to you?
Wow.
And questions like that. And it was just a wow. I think at that point, I just,
It's a funny phone call, isn't it? How would you answer that, Scott?
How many centimetres would you...
The smaller the better,
would
please.
Would you prefer... What did you say then? Anything more than 6 inches is a bonus?
Yeah, I did say, well, it's more how I feel about the person, but I guess looking at the aesthetics of a person, you know,
you don't want to get a magnifying glass out, do you?
No, not really. No, gosh.
That's an amazing idea, actually, Scott. Imagine you're a contestant on Naked Attraction, right? And as the screen went up, you whipped out a pair of binoculars. That'd be a game changer, wouldn't it?
There was a time where I nearly had to get the binoculars out, but that's another story for another time.
Do you actually own binoculars? Because that in itself is quite funny.
No, but I almost had to buy some for this particular person. Anyway, it's not about that. It's about the person.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I mean,
the size of their
But
heart.
I think it also does matter. Size does matter.
All right, that's what you think, Katia.
Scott Mills.
You ever go home after the show? I know I do sometimes and go, I don't really know why I shared that today on the radio. Like, overshared there.
Yeah.
I just suggested that I nearly bought a pair of binoculars once.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we all do it. That's what we're here for.
I know. I mean, like, you guys, we're your friends, but I just feel that sometimes it's like, Scott, you didn't need to bring out the binoculars thing, you know?
We say some weird stuff, and my mother-in-law was, she bought it, something I set up last week. I was like, it's on the radio, isn't it?
It is on the radio. Right, here's Sophie. So you matched with the guy on Tinder who had been on Naked Attraction.
I did, yes. Yeah, he wasn't actually my type, but I was just super curious about, like, what happened on the show.
So he popped up on the phone and you're like, I've seen him on TV.
Yeah, like strangely recognised his face for some reason, so I matched with him.
When you say you recognised his face, did he use a picture from Naked Attraction? Not obviously in Naked, but I mean, like, was it a picture of his face from where he was being talked to on TV?
No, that's why I was, like, quite surprised, actually. Like, I recognised his face. It's not something that they really concentrate too much on the show.
So
he must just have a recognisable face.
Did you see the one a couple of weeks ago, Scott, that looked like Jay from In Between Us?
No.
Oh, it was a brilliant one. Like, weirdly, it was on just after I'd finished playing football. We all went into the bar afterwards, and Naked Attraction was on the TV, which was a bit of an odd vibe. But anyway, we were watching it. Sure enough, one of the guys looks like Jay from the In Between Us, but then you see him completely naked.
Oh my god.
Okay, so what did he tell you? Spill the tea.
He said it was quite cold in the little boxes that they have to stand in. He was the one who ended up actually getting picked at the end of the day, and he said they pretty much just hung around in robes all day, so it was a bit cold in the room, so they had to sort of like jiggle behind the box to keep them like themselves warmed up. But obviously there's like the boxes are silhouettes, so you can see what's going on behind them, so they said it was a bit awkward really.
What, so they're just waggling it around?
Yeah, just trying to keep themselves warm, so you know they didn't get the shrivel effect.
I mean, that's certainly what I do when I need to keep warm.
Yeah, well, you'd know, I wouldn't know about that, to be honest.
No.
So that's an interesting thought, because I just thought until the very last second, because the silhouette thing, you'd see any movement, that there was some sort of sock on it. God, it's like being on a roller coaster, that show, though, because can you imagine you were in the box, right, and you've sort of convinced yourself to go do it, and you're in the box there, and the screen's just gone up to the ankles, and suddenly at that point you think, I don't think this is a good idea anymore. I don't want to do this. Like, what do you say?
It's too late.
And then imagine when the next section's shown. At that point, you're like fully in, you know, deep. At that point, like, what? It must be the weirdest thing, just looking down, seeing the screen up that high and going, like, what is my life?
Here's the thing, if you don't mind me asking, right?
Okay.
The episode that he was in, you've matched with him on the dating app there.
Yes.
Let's be honest, you've already seen it.
I know. It was a bit anticlimactic, to be honest.
Did it take away the mystery for you, did it?
It definitely did, yeah. I will be honest, I unmatched him after I found out everything that I wanted to.
Oh.
So I feel a bit harsh for that, to be honest, because he got dumped from his date as well on the show. Scott
Mills. Quite keen to get from you any good internal emails from your work. I'd have to say the company or any names, but yeah, send them through. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. The more rubbish, the better. I mean, we get them a lot. People whose cereal bowls have been stolen. Someone has taken chocolate off my desk. Who are you? Or we've had to rearrange the sofas in the live lounge due to new fire and safety regulations. Now they just look stupid because they're so far away from the wall. That was a ridiculous one. Come on, they look stupid.
Yeah, but sometimes with these emails, it's where someone's got angry about something very small, but then the whole business needs to know.
Yeah, it gets a send to all and then everyone knows about it. Send them in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you share yours, I'll share some more great BBC ones. I've got a whole bank of them, I save them. Emily worked in HR in Sussex and you did a terrible thing, didn't you?
I did. I threw someone's hummus in the bin.
Why would you even throw someone's hummus in the bin?
So I basically came into work in the morning, opened the fridge as you do to put your lunch in, and I saw my hummus in there and I thought, oh God, it's gone mouldy. So I just threw it in the bin and I went out with my friend, came back from lunch, and there was everyone was whispering and I was thinking, oh, what's going on here? And everyone was like, oh my God, have you not seen Sharon's email? I was like, no, what's gone on? And basically her email said, whoever's taken my hummus, can you please return it? And of course, my heart dropped and I was like, oh my God, it was me. I was the one that's thrown Sharon's hummus in the bin.
Sharon's hummus in the bin, nightmare.
Why did you chuck it out?
Well, basically, I looked at it and it looked really mouldy. And it turns out it looked mouldy because it was peri-peri hummus.
Oh, yeah. Like the little black bits in it.
Yeah, it was perfectly fine hummus and I just threw it in the bin.
Did you email back? Did you email going, it was me?
Well, no. I actually went downstairs to see her because she emailed everyone, even the CEO. And so I went downstairs. I was like, look, I'm so sorry, it was me. I can get it out of the bin for you if you want because it was still in the packaging.
That's so good. Where? What? Do you remember what the subject title was? Was it hummus and caps locks?
It was something like that, yeah. It was like, just like hummus in capital letters. I was thinking, oh, my God,
call the police. My hummus has gone.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you like what you just heard, subscribe to us on BBC Sounds.